Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. First headline in Dumbass News, the cat pervert.
Okay. I must know now.
Yeah. Phil sent me this tape.
Oh. I think this is California.
Okay.
Yeah, it seems like one of these families had just moved in. The other was there, and they own a cat. And their cat is an outdoor cat who will just sort of roam from yard to yard and seems to really enjoy spending time in the new neighbor's yard. And this led to a dispute.
So hang on.
Because you're holding our cat.
I just want to be clear. You're upset because we made friends with your cat, sir?
You're keeping it in your
yard.
No,
I'm not.
It's our cat.
You understand?
Our cat.
I'm not even in my yard right now. What am I doing? The gate's open.
Call the cops.
Call the cops.
Call the cops.
Got our cat.
18 seconds in.
Been catnapped.
Calling the cops.
Hey.
You're unreasonable people. You're holding our cat.
How? I'm not even in there. I want you to explain how.
If you would go in your yard and say, Mercury, go home. Don't come in our yard anymore.
She's a cat. She doesn't speak English.
You must command your cat to leave your yard. Mercury, go home.
This guy's had too much mercury.
Apparently so, yes. Yeah, check your whole water supply for mercury.
Cats have no respect. Are you going to talk to it? Like,
right.
I have three cats, and like they don't respect me.
Right. Even if they could speak English and understand
They wouldn't waste it on
they
you.
They wouldn't listen to you anyway.
At all.
Right. They're like, I'll leave when I feel like it.
Yeah, it's like, go clean my poop, dude. Leave me alone.
Exactly. Right.
What are you doing?
Let's talk about the food.
Yeah. Scratch my butt.
Exactly, right.
She's a cat. She doesn't speak English.
Oh, really? This doesn't mean go home?
No.
He's waving his hands.
He's waving his hands.
Yeah.
Shoo. Oh, really?
Right. Oh, it doesn't speak English? Oh, really? This hand sign?
Right.
Yeah.
And by the way, the hand sign's not English.
No.
All cats know that.
It is universal, though. Yes, it's universal. Right.
Oh, really? This doesn't mean go home?
No. Hand signals don't mean anything. It's a cat, dude.
Really? Okay. All right. Well, we'll have the police department figure it out.
Absolutely. Okay. Great idea.
All right.
Wow. Yes. They're going to rush right out for this one.
I want to be the cop that reports to that call.
Yep. Mm. By the way,
the guy's like, listen, you got to.
Yeah,
it's a cat napping.
Well, how do you handle that if you're the cop?
I'm gonna laugh. Like, are you kidding me, dude? Like,
I'm tasing all these people.
Everybody's getting
actually.
Tased.
I'm gonna search your house for meth.
Yeah, follow your notes. You're gonna find probable cause.
Because
somewhere.
There's something wrong with you. There's something going on in here.
Right.
We're only getting about 50% of this argument because the two women are also arguing at the same time, but they're off camera. So every time the guys have like a quiet moment, you can hear they're still very much locked in a debate as well.
Wow. So the cat doesn't eat and drink anything over there, right?
No.
Oh, no, never. Right? No, never.
No.
No, never.
Never. Yeah, yeah. Never.
Cat pervert.
Oh, my God, you got
it. I've done nothing to bring the cat.
Literally,
I've done nothing to bring the
cat.
This dude's lost.
Pervert.
This dude, he's lost it. He's lost it.
Does he know what a pervert is?
What's in the cat? Is there meth in the cat, maybe? Maybe that's how he's shipping it.
Right, exactly. Right. The cat's a drug mule.
That's it.
It swallows condoms.
He just sends it up to the neighbor's house.
Go over there. Go ahead. Shoo.
Now, is he spelling that per, like P-U-R?
Pervert.
Oh, interesting.
P-U-R-R.
Pervert.
Hyphen per. Yeah.
He's lost it.
It's our cat.
He's lost it. He's lost it. Oh, no.
Come on,
let's
go.
Oh, not my property.
I love that.
I think this one guy is antagonizing the other guy with the coming out with the phone. Like, when you do that, you're looking for
you're
trouble.
For it, yeah.
He screaming wins. Cat pervert.
Right, he wins.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Cat pervert.
Oh, no.
Marvin the Martian lives next door.
No. Oh, no.
My modulator.
Oh, good heavens.
That creature.
Harboring a cat. Is that a crime? What was something else?
Cat pervert.
I'm a cat pervert? Yeah.
First of all, don't have an outdoor cat because they're going to go wherever they want.
Yeah.
So just shut up and go back in your house.
Exactly.
Stupid face.
Yeah, that cat's for the streets now. That's not your cat.
Yeah.
That's a street cat.
Yep.
Somewhere there's a person across the street looking out at these two neighbors saying, I got to move.
We got to move.
We got to go.
Yeah.
You got to think someone else has had that cat in the yard. They're like, hey, that's my cat. Like, what are you doing with my cat?
Yeah, that cat's in my house.
That was my house last night.
You're a cat pervert, too.
You know what? There's a crime about you harboring my cat.
What crime is that?
Against the law.
What crime is that?
It's called harboring an animal.
I can understand being angry if my cat was in your yard. You're angry because your cat is in my yard.
Is it really hot and sunny over there?
That's an excellent point.
It is the logic bomb right there.
Yes.
You could just send my cat home.
No, I can't. I don't speak cat, dude.
Cat dude. Cat dude.
This other guy should just start yelling out cat pervert again.
He's lost it.
Oh, wait, it's here.
He's lost
pervert.
This dude, he's lost it. He's lost it.
Cat pervert.
I've done nothing to bring this.
Man, that is not a name you want to stick to, you, though. Cat pervert. You don't want to be like, oh, that dude's the cat pervert.
Nope.
This is why I live in California.
What are we doing?
This is the ping pong ball challenge. The object is I take a shower cap, put it on my head. I take shaving cream. I put a whole bunch of shaving cream on top of the shower cap. Then I take ping pong balls, and my object is to throw them, have them bounce off the window, and I have to catch them in the shower cap gel.
Okay.
Are you supposed to use gel or actual shaving cream?
Shaving cream, Phil. Relax.
All right.
You know what I meant.
Well, he said two things.
You know what I meant.
All right.
I'm seeking clarification.
And clarify you in a second.
All right.
It's going to be throw Phil at the roof challenge.
All right. You got the shower cap on your headphones.
Right.
Looks like it's pushing your eyes down.
It is.
Why don't you pull it up a little? There you go. You see that?
Okay, see.
One little adjustment.
In my defense, I don't usually wear shower caps.
Okay.
You
know?
We can't see you right now. The Twitchers are looking for you.
Oh, yeah.
You look a little like Toad from Mario.
I was thinking of folks in the Honey Bunch of Oats or Jiffy Pop.
Okay, yeah, you look a little like a Jiffy Pop, the stovetop ones.
I should have found a silver one, damn it. Okay, so now what I got to do is I got to put a whole bunch of shaving cream. Actually, Manny can do that.
Okay.
Can you do me a favor, Manny, and just put a whole bunch of shaving cream on top of my my shower cap?
Yeah, welcome to the show, brother.
Yes.
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
All right, let's listen.
I smell good, don't I?
You smell great.
Awesome. Okay, cool. Okay. All right, now I have a head full of shower cap.
What?
I now have a shower cap full of shaving cream.
Let me know when your brain comes back from vacation.
Oh, that'll be sometime tomorrow.
All right.
Okay, so I will now, if you have just kind of do play by play.
Can the Twitcher see?
A little bit.
It should be.
I think you take one step backwards. It'll help a little.
One step backwards.
Yeah.
Do we have an over-under on this? How many is he going to get?
That's a little better.
Turn on mic 4.
Mic 4.
Pull it over towards you.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, so much better.
Oh, there it goes.
Okay. All right, here we go. All right. Now I have to try and catch this. I throw the ping pong ball.
Yeah, we heard you the first time.
Okay, here we go. Ready? Ah, damn it.
All right, it went right back into the box. Hold on, slow down. Went right back into the box.
Into the box, okay.
So you're about 2 feet too low. So adjust however you're bouncing it off the glass.
Yeah, either higher or harder.
Okay, ready?
Oh!
I got one!
I expected there's no way this is going to work.
I feel like we have to do this in a timely fashion. Like, we have to time you.
Oh, like 10 seconds?
Kind of like that basketball.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
How many baskets can you make?
Okay.
That's right. Hot shot. Hold on. Take that one out.
Oh, man. Where is it?
You can't find it. It's up front.
I'm not going to help you.
It's up front. It's up front. Right there. You got it.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah. Leave that, in the box somewhere. All right, Phil, you want to set a timer?
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. What do we want to give him, like 15 seconds?
I think we could start with 30 and then maybe speed it up a little bit.
All right, let's do 30.
30 okay. Sounds good.
All right.
Okay.
All right, you're ready to see how many balls you can do in 30 seconds.
Okay.
Three, two, one, go.
Ah.
One, hit the ground. Second, hit the ground.
Ah.
Complete misses. See, now the pressure's on. Oh, he hit the cap, but it didn't hit the shaving cream.
Oh, there's one.
He's got his first one. Oh, he almost had his second one.
Halfway there. 15 seconds to go. Nope.
You almost hit yourself right in the face. Lower your head.
Yes.
Yes.
There it is.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Stop.
You got two.
Looks like you have two testicles on your head.
Not only did he get two, but they're directly next to each other.
They really are.
Yeah.
They do look like testicles.
They got a nice pair.
Yeah.
Got a nice set there, AJ. Good job.
Get your two balls off your head. Get those balls off your head, son. You're trying to pull.
All right. AJ's doing Stunter Stupid. This is round two of the ping pong ball challenge. Right. This is, he's got a shower cap with shaving cream sprayed on it.
Lots of it.
Ping pong balls, and he's bouncing the ping pong balls off of our giant glass studio window.
How far would you say you are from the window? About 5 feet?
5 or 6 feet.
In an attempt to get the ping pong balls stuck in the shaving cream.
Right.
Okay. All right. This is round two, so we need a variation. We can't do the same thing again because we already did it.
Okay.
All right, now I think you got to shoot the balls out of your mouth.
I was going to say left-handed.
I don't know what these balls have been.
Comedian Manny Sierra in studio for the first time joining us. So
yeah, welcome.
Just shooting them out of your mouth. That might be it.
Shoot your balls out of your mouth. Get them on your head.
I like that.
You know, that wouldn't be the first time I heard that.
All right, what are we waiting for? Oh, you're picking the one up off the floor.
Right.
To put in his mouth.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Well, you know, it's not just stupid.
All right, we're going to give him, let's give him 60 seconds this time.
Okay.
I got a limp mic over here.
Okay.
So I'm actually putting them in my mouth. Okay.
All right, start in 3, 2, 1, go.
Wow, I barely made it to the window.
No.
You need to start doing cardio.
No, it's just it's not that he's a bull pig.
You're losing time. You're losing time. Losing time.
Okay, overpowered. All right, now you're doing it too much.
Now he's showing off.
Now, limp.
Oh, yeah.
Did he get it?
One. He got it.
Oh, he did.
Oh,
two?
Or did it roll off?
It bounced off the other.
Ah, oh, damn it.
Balls in your mouth. Balls
no.
on the window.
Oh, can't cream my mouth.
Balls in your head.
Ah, damn it.
Got it in the box. Got a ball in the box. Over your head.
20 seconds to go.
Damn it.
You got to at least get one more.
These balls taste horrible. Did I get it? No.
They taste, the balls taste horrible.
10 seconds.
Didn't think I'd hear that today.
5, 4, 3.
Cheating. You're cheating.
You're done. You're done. You're done.
You're cheating.
And he got them next to each other again. That's got to be
that
impressive.
Is something.
That's impressive regardless.
So that's the sweet spot right there. What does that tell you, though? You keep getting the two balls right next to each other on your forehead.
Yeah.
I don't know.
What does it tell you?
Right. Let's on the do, front part of your head.
Do the math on this.
That I'm consistent.
Okay.
You're not
okay.
putting your head down after you. Now, you couldn't do it when you're firing the balls out of your mouth.
Right.
But when you're throwing them,
yeah.
I think you got to put your head down as soon as you release.
Okay.
So you find your target, release, put your head down so the target's bigger.
Okay. Go again?
Yeah.
All right. I'm not going to do the mouth, right?
No.
Okay, good. Because he tastes horrible.
It's the shaving cream that tastes horrible, not the balls.
I don't know about that.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where did you buy these balls from?
Actually, Drew gave them to me.
Oh.
Drew balls.
These are Drew's balls.
All right.
How many events do you think those have been at?
Oh,
different fingertips
Jesus.
Have touched them.
Oh, my God.
Rolling around on who knows what surfaces.
Did you sterilize them?
No. Why are these women putting them in my mouth?
Let's start the 48-hour countdown for AJ calling out sick.
What do you mean he has hepatitis?
I wonder how many hands you literally just had in your mouth.
Oh, well, I don't think we used these for a while, so any germs would have died a long time ago.
Okay.
That's
AJ,
help
you have
sleep
the first
tonight.
Recorded case of dysentery since the 1800s.
All right, before I die, let's do this.
All right. 3, 2, 1, go.
Give it.
Yeah, just make sure your head goes down.
There
yeah,
it
he's not
got
angling.
One.
Not angling.
Ah.
Yeah, you got to angle your head down.
He hit the other ball.
He doesn't even know
That's
how to angle his head.
Stuck on his head.
There you go.
There it is.
Does he? He has two.
That's
he has
three.
Okay.
First time he got the three.
20
See?
Seconds.
That's four. Angled down.
He's hitting the
almost.
Other balls that are already stuck in the whipped cream, shaving cream. Keep going. That's 40 seconds.
Wow. He's got another one.
Oh, that one stuck. He's got two in a row.
I'm telling you. You see? Now you figured it out.
He has. He's unlocked something. One. 10 seconds, AJ. 10.
Ah. Balls against the window, into the shaving cream.
5.
On his
4.
Head.
3. 2. 1.
Damn it.
You're done. You're done.
I keep hitting the other
How
ball.
Many did you get? That's like
I think it's
one,
at least 6.
5. I see 5. Tilt down.
Did one fall?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6.
6.
Mm-hmm. That's got to be a record somewhere.
See that? As soon as you tilt the head down, it works.
Really hit a stride on the third one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you started going 2 in a row.
I did. Look at him. I feel good with myself right now. A taste is still in my mouth. I feel like gross out right now. And you know what sucks is the water in front doesn't work. There's water out front and it doesn't work right now.
Well, okay.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, so whatever it is, I'm just going to let it.
I would just put that hand sanitizer right on your tongue right now.
Ew.
That's what I would do.
That's poison.
I would use all the germs you
I would
put
gargle with gas and then light a match.
Yeah, okay. That sounds good.
So we locked AJ and Phil in an escape room. How did that go?
That was a cruel trick.
We went to, or you guys went to Escapeology in Trumbull during the vacation break.
Yep.
And this is what, Phil? You guys getting instructions?
Yep. So very start of the game, we walk in. They have prepared the room for us, and it's a 5-minute spiel. It's not too long, and they're just going to tell us kind of how everything works, and you can hear instantly AJ's brain is just off.
Oh, it's a little room.
All right.
So, welcome to Scooby-Doo, gentlemen.
Thank you.
So a couple things real quick. I'm
okay.
Get you started here,
all right. Don't break anything?
Nope, don't break anything. Okay. Second thing.
AJ's had to be told multiple times.
Well, look. Well, here, just a couple.
It's embedded in my head. Don't.
He's talking, and you haven't stopped talking yet.
I had a lot of coffee.
I know! You show up, and then you can't listen even for 10 seconds at a time.
Well, it was a good thing. Don't break anything.
That was, okay. That was your rule, by the way.
Well, yeah, no, because I'm a pink
bed in my head. Don't break anything. Yeah,
exactly.
The boss told me that, too.
See?
That's it. That's all he retained from the intro.
Right, don't break anything.
Yeah, can you tell me anything else he said in that 5-minute spiel?
He said, good morning.
Yeah, okay, there you go. So that's how we're walking into this.
And he said, this is the Scooby-Doo room.
That's true. Okay, so you knew
it's
the game we were playing.
There you
okay,
go.
All right. He did a little better than I thought he did.
Jeez.
So without giving too much away about the game, it's set up where there are multiple rooms that you have to kind of make your way through to get to the end of the puzzle. So the first room is set up where everything's kind of just out and you collect. And one of the things that you have to collect is a sword.
Oh,
and
yeah.
As soon as AJ got this sword in his hand, I was like, I'm in danger.
Yes, you were.
How big is the sword?
About a good 2 feet.
Okay.
It was long.
Long enough to rend someone.
All right.
Now, it's got a part of the puzzle where you're supposed to use it somewhere. AJ gets it and now won't put it down.
Nope.
So for 15 minutes, it's two of us, which you've already commented in this intro. It's a small room. You won't put it down. So every time I turn around, the sword's like inches from my face.
Yes, and I also wore a glove so with me no fingerprints.
That's true. But it would be all on camera.
No.
All right, so here's AJ with the sword.
What is thin enough to slide in that slot?
What do you think? What do you think? Will fit in the slot.
What slot? I don't see the slot. Where's the slot?
I didn't see the slot.
What do you think will fit there?
Well, the sword.
Oh, okay.
I know. But where the hell's the slot?
Looking.
Are you serious?
There's this.
Yeah.
Oh, just like that?
Is there something in there? Slide it back and forth. See if something falls out or opens. Oh.
I don't know if I just broke something.
No, I think you're.
You ever watch that movie like the Pink Panther or whatever?
Yes.
Or Leslie Nielsen? Like he accidentally solves a case because he's doing all the dumbest things.
He's inept, yes.
People kill themselves just because they don't want to be around him.
Right.
Yeah. This is what would happen.
He leans on the fireplace. He finds the secret room. Yeah.
Right.
All those things.
All those things.
That's AJ.
That'd have been really cool. It's better than a goddamn puzzle.
So you have the sword. The clue falls down.
No, I think you're supposed to do that. Did something fall in the bottom, AJ?
And by the way, I heard it hit the ground.
Yeah.
When
but you
slid it across,
did
you hear it go.
Yeah. Did you hear we talked? Did something fall in the bottom, AJ? Like, you know, like
he's talking to you.
What is this? Like, why is your name?
I didn't think I'd have to point out that something fell down.
It's like you know, I did graduate. I went to college too. Is there something? Did it fall on the floor?
All right. Well, okay. If you did go to the Chaz and AJ Instagram page to see this specific clip, this one is posted. Watch what happens. Go watch it. You slide the sword, something falls, and then you turn and look at me with your eyebrows all the way up on your forehead like, I don't know what to do now.
Right. Well, that's why it's a team.
What do you think fell, AJ?
I didn't know. I got
and
this
where
time
would
you
it
did.
Fall if you just moved the sword above the fireplace?
Right.
Right.
Where do you think it fell?
Yeah, but... where these things land isn't like readily available to the naked eye. Now you gotta try and figure where the hell it went.
Yes, it's a puzzle. You have to solve the puzzle.
They should say, look here, boom, here's a yummy.
No, but this is exactly what we expected to have happen.
Correct.
We knew it would be funny.
Frustrating the F out of me, really?
Well, we know that, you know, if we rated you on a 10 scale problem solving ability, you'd get a zero.
Right.
And if there was a minus one or two, I'd give you that.
Right.
It's like, I think you would take a problem and not only not solve it, you'd make it worse.
I'd just destroy it.
What do you mean he drove his truck through the room?
And by the way, he did get annoyed with me a lot because I was trying to point obvious things out to him. So he's still carrying the sword around.
Yep. Where do you think that one goes?
Let's see here. There's vellum right here.
I'm going to shove it down my throat in a minute.
I'll tell you where it's going to go. insert into slot fill.
You want to put the sword down? You're making me nervous a little.
No. Seven, no.
Are you doing math?
No.
On times?
Because I suck at it.
What are we doing here? What's the goal? What are you talking out? I'm not sure what you're doing, honestly.
Well, that makes two of us.
Why don't you put the sword down? Jesus Christ.
I have the sword, and I take a stupid glove in my hands.
Unbelievable.
My freaking hand's sweating.
No one made you wear it the whole time.
Well, I thought, you know, you touch the thing with the glove.
All right, what does it say?
It says stupid things.
He can't read it.
And my glasses on.
It says stupid things.
I just kept trying to nudge you in the right direction, and then finally you just snap at me.
I don't. My mind is completely shut down. I don't know.
I didn't even listen to the instructions.
You know what? I think this is a great place to go on a date.
Yes.
Especially for women, because ladies, if you're going to marry someone and you could watch their problem solving abilities, and like if you're in there and you're like, wow, this guy, AJ, he's really funny. He's successful. He's got a cool car and nice truck. And
he's got tattoos.
Comedy,
yeah.
And then you get in here and you see this, you're like, yeah.
He won't put the sword down.
That would be fair half of the relationship. Right.
This guy can't figure out the simplest problem.
I accumulate the cool
guy who could do more than just open a jar.
I accumulate the cool stuff, and then they figure it out.
I should point out, by the way, we were in that room, I found out, for AJ, 87 minutes. Okay? So we were in there for 87 minutes.
How long is it supposed to be?
60 minutes, and then they end the game. So they just let us go. They let us figure out everything.
It felt longer.
I appreciate,
wow.
But it got warm. At the end, so like my frustration was mounting. There are multiple rooms, and like, you know, if you pay attention to the instructions, they'll tell you when a clue's coming in, like, you need to run to this screen. We're trying to help you find something. So we'd be in the other room, the thing would go, and I'd look at AJ, and I can see already he's not even registering that the sound went off, that he needs to go find this clue. So for the first, dozen times, I'm like, do you want to go get that clue? And he's like, nah. Like, at one point, I could tell you quit. You just gave up.
I did.
Yeah. Press the button that opens this door.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I'm going to call the police in a second. The fire department's going to show up.
As soon as I found out there was nothing like food rewards, that would have worked.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah. Oh,
look, actually, little motivators.
I got a Snickers.
Oh, yeah.
Beer. A beer, pizza.
I push this and Skittles come out. Yay.
Exactly. See, that would motivate me. I need a yummy.
Like the little mouse.
Or money. Like, oh, look, I found $10. Okay, cool.
So AJ, look, I was frustrated with the pace, but I was trying to help you. I couldn't help myself in this moment. I thought this was the funniest. They have these screens where they give you clues, and they're trying to tell you what to do next. So AJ's standing in front of the screen like 2 inches because he's got no glasses on. He's trying
couldn't
to read the
nothing.
Thing, and they give him the clue, and the way that he responded just killed me.
So you must wake the Baron quick. A knock will do the trick. Make sure you start with a four. What? Start with four. Then you should knock once more. So knock here. So start with four.
AJ, do you think they want you to knock on the screen, or they're giving you an indication in the room of where to knock?
Oh.
They're wow. showing him on the screen. There's this portrait that you have.
I didn't want to break
you his can't
thing.
Miss it. It takes up the whole
I
wall.
Knock on the screen. I don't want to break anything.
He starts doing it, and I sort of just like leaned into his face like, are you kidding me?
See, this is why I wanted to keep the sword.
It says knock here with a goddamn axe.
It's a,
okay?
It's a clue.
Any idiot would think that. Stupid thing. This is so stupid. I'm knocking the head.
Now it's my fault because I can't interpret the clue. He starts knocking on the computer screen.
It said to knock. I did.
It said knock here, but showed you a picture of where you should knock.
It's like a pirate's map. Like, hey, X here. It'd be like if you saw, like, oh, treasure, and you start digging in the paper of the map.
Earthquake in here. What happened?
Oh, my God.
All right. We got to, let's wrap it up. What do we have left?
We had a great time. Thank you very much.
I don't think they want us back.
Oh, my God. What else we got here? I wanted to play this clip here.
Where do you think that one goes?
Let's see here. There's Velma
right here. Down my throat.
Oh, no, that's a sword. I'm sorry. Here we go.
The next picture person, Scooby.
What color is Scooby?
Scooby is.
There's different colors.
Yeah, so every character gets a color code that they're going to stick with kind of for the whole puzzle.
Yellow,
right?
Green.
So when we're in separate rooms, at this point, AJ's in the front and I'm in the back, and we have to communicate room to room.
Yes.
That's what I'm dealing with. It's like, hey, what color is Scooby?
I had to look.
No, but every time.
Two colors were pretty close. Blue
every
and
time. You're standing right in front of it.
Right.
I point? Love you, man.
What's your point?
I hope we never do it again.
Thank you. Same.
Yeah, the next time AJ goes through there with someone, he's going to eventually get out 4 or 5 days later by himself. It's like, where's your partner?
He's in the wall somewhere. I don't know.
Hanging from a rope.
I'm going to say, I'm going to give you a bunch of clues.
We did get out, though, so good job, AJ.
Yeah, next time, I'm using bazooka.
Now, if you go through there again, will everything be different? So
that game, they said is one of their most popular, and they have not changed it for about 2 years now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it is, and it is difficult. I think people see Scooby-Doo, and they're like, oh, that's for kids. But, like, to AJ's credit, it gets hard at the end. Like, it's very involved. It's a lot of fun. But they have, forgive me, I think it's at least 7 or 8 games that they have active.
Oh, wow.
So you can go back 8 times, play different games, and have a completely different experience each time.
See, I wanted to send boss Keith and Alan through it.
That would actually be a lot of fun to listen to. How's Mission Impossible 7? Let's talk to movie guy Joe Myers. Hey.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
It's a terrific movie of the summer so far. I mean, nonstop action. Can't say enough good about it. I mean, Mr. Cruise knows how to make a summer movie. You know, it's just escapism, beautifully made, great action scenes. I had a great time.
Can you just move the mouthpiece of the phone a hair?
Please. I'm sorry. I'm
way better.
Very sorry.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
Heat stroke.
Sorry,
guys.
Heat stroke. Run off the stage now, Joe.
I spent a lot of the weekend on subway platforms in New York City, so my brain is not completely healed yet.
Oh, so yeah.
And it was because of the weather or because of the subway platforms?
I'm going to use that from now on.
Have you been down in the subways when it's weather? Like, it was like being inside of an oven. It was just
that smells like tinkle. Yep.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
After texting with you yesterday, I watched the trailer again for Mission Impossible 7.
Uh-huh.
And I think there's so many different really high-intensity action scenes. I thought, how do you get to these different, all of these different scenes?
Yeah.
And that movie must be from beginning to end just action-packed.
It's packed, you know, and they keep sort of topping what you just saw, you know, and not, it's not giving anything away to say that basically the climax of the movie is set on board the Orient Express when they've blown up a bridge that is going to cross and cars are dangling. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
Yeah, I want to go see it. It's funny how people, what else can you tell us without ruining it?
It's got a great leading lady. This British actress, Hallie Atwell, plays this sort of con woman who gets sucked into the plot. She's just out to make some money by getting some information to someone else. And she becomes pivotal to the plot. And she's beautiful, brilliant, just a fabulous. I hadn't really seen her before, and she gets a lot of scenes with Mr. Cruise, and she's terrific. She reminded me of you know, like old-timers, like Emma Peel on the old Avengers series, you know, a really capable woman, but not super macho, so you think, like, she's too martial arts-oriented. You know,
yeah.
She's just a brilliant, brilliant lady.
Yeah. I'm waiting for 20 years from now for, you know, MI-27, that'd be great.
Yeah, how many, what is this, number six?
Seven,
right.
And this is
Right.
What is this, Dead Reckoning Part 1, and then Part 2 is next year.
Right.
Is he still doing all his own stunts for these?
They say that, but it's not possible.
He does have a good stunt double.
They show a lot of behind the scenes that certainly make it look like he's doing them.
Because didn't he do all the flying for, like, Top Gun in the second one? He was, like, in the...
No, he was in the back seat.
Okay.
Yeah. But he was in it.
But he was in it the whole time doing the...
Yeah.
He actually put the quarter in the machine.
I always question the stunt thing because, you know, the insurance costs, like if he was to be injured and they had to shut down the movie for a month, you know, you would be talking tens of millions of dollars. So I think he does a lot, but that in some cases they can CGI his face on a stuntman's face. That's my theory.
There was a couple, I don't remember when, a couple movies ago, where he was hanging off the side of that friggin' giant plane.
Oh, my God, yeah.
He did that.
That's Mission Impossible.
Yeah.
That's the fifth one, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yep. Yeah. No, I think he does a lot of that.
He was hanging off the airplane.
Right.
I think he broke his foot, like, jumping across a building or
and
something.
And then,
like,
climbed up
actually,
and kept running.
Actually, he stubbed his toe on a nightstand in the hotel.
You see his ankle snap on the side of the building because he shorts the jump just a little bit, climbs up, and then sprints away on a broken ankle. Insane.
Nuts.
Yeah, that's...
He's amazing.
Yeah.
Last movie star.
I'm waiting for 20 years from now. He's trying to open a pill bottle. Right?
He's going to write a prescription. You know, he's 20 years younger than... He's 20 years younger than Harrison Ford, so theoretically, you're right. He should be doing action movies in 20 years.
Right.
You know, what kid, or I don't know, at least for me, I would run around and do, like, the most mundane things with the Mission Impossible theme in my head.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, like I'm climbing a 4-foot fence.
You make a peanut butter sandwich.
That's exactly what I do.
Peanut butter sandwich. Take a dog walk.
Can I open the garbage can with my toe and then throw in a beer bottle with my hand?
Right, can I make it to the toilet from the kitchen? You know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
I just love the whole thing.
Yeah.
I love the, you know, the old show had the recording.
Yeah.
And he would find the tape deck in the most unusual way. Like he might get on a bus and then there's a suitcase.
Yep.
Yeah.
And he picks up the suitcase, he opens it, and there's a little reel to reel recorder in there.
Yep.
And it's like, you know, and there's pictures.
Right.
And they're going through the whole this is the mission. And should you choose to accept the mission?
Yep.
What do you say, no? Can you say no? No one ever said
Has he ever said no? That would be great. That would be a funny short.
You know what? Like, I got this thing I got to do tomorrow.
He reads, like, he gets this in the most unusual way, and he starts going through the pictures, and like, should you choose to accept, we're going to disavow, and all your people are on their own. And,
yeah, now we're good.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you know what? I think I'm going to pass on this one. I have a pretty good life right
now. I'm going to watch the car on cruise tomorrow, if that's okay with you.
I don't know, man. I slept weird. My shoulder feels off.
You know what? I need a haircut really bad. You know, I'm going to go shoe shopping later. I can't make it today.
I really don't like humanity that much anymore.
No, you know what? You know,
people suck.
Yeah, I'm going to sit this one out. I want to see what happens.
Yeah.
I played this long round of golf before. I don't know. I'm just feeling a little, ooh.
You know, I was supposed to get a sandwich in this bag, and you gave me the goddamn recorder.
Dude, they must have the, like, there's a couple of things that you got to have in a Mission Impossible movie. One is how he gets the mission and looking over the pictures and running through that.
Right.
And then you got to have, should you choose to accept.
Right.
Got to have that line
in
there.
You have to. Yeah.
Right?
Right.
It feels like it's part of it. Yeah.
Joe?
Yes, they have all of that.
Yeah.
And, you know, I was thinking watching the movie, too, that theme is add so much propulsion to the movie. And that's a 60-year-old theme written for a TV show that still works like a charm. It's kind of like that James Bond theme they still use.
It is James Bond. It's basically James Bond.
They should
James Bond.
America's version of James Bond.
What they should do is make a version of where he chooses not to accept it, and we see what kind of a day he'd have otherwise.
He's at a bar trying to pick some girl up. Yeah, I was supposed to do a spy thing, but I wasn't feeling it today. Yeah, but what are you doing this afternoon?
Right.
I thought maybe we can go to the beach, get some seafood, you know, and maybe later on we'll have some fun. You know what I'm saying?
This is playing. He's leaving the parking garage paying. Yeah. It's just nothing's happening.
He's gassing up his car.
Then he's going through the supermarket picking up fruit,
right.
Looking like, okay, I like this one. I like the firmness of
this
one.
You see him eat a grape.
He gets to self-checkout. There's no barcode on the item. It's like,
damn it. Yeah, living a normal life.
Right, he gets stuck in traffic. God damn it.
Man.
Come on. Oh, great. Now I got to poop.
Oh, my God. Right, no, one shot is just his shoes and his pants down under a stall.
And he's whistling.
Oh, boy.
And he's whistling.
Dude. Oh, God. Oh. Courtesy flush.
Oh, we gotta make this movie.
Oh, man. I do want to go see the movie in a theater. I feel like that's the movie you go to a theater to see.
Oh, yep. Totally. On a big screen. I mean, it makes all the difference with the sound and everything. It's fabulous. You know, it's what summer movies are all about to me.
Yeah. What did it make? Like $56 million? So it fell a couple million short of what was expected?
Well, I mean, that's complicated. It made $80 million in the U.S. in 5 days because it opened on Wednesday. Overseas, the total is like $200 million. So they're disappointed. But the thing to remember was last summer when Top Gun Maverick opened, there weren't as many summer movies last year because we were still coming out of COVID. This year is really packed. You know, in fact, he's going to lose most of his IMAX screens this weekend to Oppenheimer.
So, he was big mad about it, too.
But, you know, Nolan has always shot in IMAX, so he gets priority. But, you know, last year, Top Gun on IMAX made $100 million alone just on that format. So they're not going to make as much money as Maverick did, but I think the movie's going to do fine.
It's a weird, weird world when you make a couple hundred million in a weekend and it's a disappointment.
Yeah, I know.
On a movie.
Yeah.
Well, because it costs $400 with marketing costs, which means to break even, you have to gross $800 million, which is insane.
So we see Tom Cruise standing at the end of a parking lot with a cardboard sign.
This movie was shut down by COVID several times. So
right.
I think
that's
added
$40 million.
They added, I think, $40 million to the budget because of shutdowns.
Was this the one where he went viral for like losing his mind on someone for not wearing a mask?
Yes.
That was this movie.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. That was this movie. Yeah. It was shut down. I think at least three or four times they were shut down. So that, you know, the clock is ticking on a big movie like this. If you're not making, you know, if you're not shooting film, you're losing millions.
So there's a cliffhanger on this, Joe, that makes you think, oh, I can't wait until next year.
Well, you know, Well, it ends with sort of a hint of what's coming next. But what I liked about it, I wouldn't call it a cliffhanger. You know there's going to be more to the story, but this movie works as a totally satisfying experience on its own terms.
Oh, that's good.
I don't want to leave
No.
The Empire Strikes Back.
No, it's not like that.
How long do I have to wait for the answers to these questions?
So Tom Cruise and Carbonite?
Absolutely. No, it teases you with the next movie, but you feel like you saw a complete movie. It's great.
Oh, that's cool. And, you know, the other thing that doesn't have to be in a Mission Impossible movie but has to be in a Tom Cruise movie is that Tom Cruise run.
Yeah,
where he's booking, and his hands are straight out. His fingers are straight out. Yeah. It looks like he's doing like karate chops in the air as he's running, and he's got that face like he.
It's the face.
A full lemon.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Best runner in movies.
Yeah.
Yep.
Gotta have it.
Again, it's him going to the bathroom.
All right, Joe. Thanks for coming on. I want to talk to you again this week about Oppenheimer, Barbie, and the strike. So, all right, Joe.
Great.
Thank you, brother.
Take care, guys. Stay cool.
You too.
Joe's got a great podcast. It's called Now a Major Motion Picture. Is it picture or movie? I don't have a card in front of me. Which one is it, Joe?
Picture. Motion picture.
Right.
Great. Thank you.
We're just checking. You passed.
It's 9:20. My brain officially clicked off back into vacation.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.